Momento Zen ofrecido por IKEA.
Encuentren su paz interior, ordenando su ropa interior. Que organizar cada cajón sea como una meditación. Organicen y solucionen su caos diario con un nuevo armario.
Visita IKEA y encuentra la manera de que tu habitación respire paz y armonía y tú también, con buena calidad y buen precio. IKEA, sueña sin medida.
Imagine relying on a dozen different software programs to run your business, none of which are connected,
and each one more expensive and more complicated than the last. It can be pretty stressful.
Now imagine Odoo. Odoo has all the programs you'll ever need, and they're all connected on one platform. Doesn't Odoo sound amazing? Let Odoo harmonize your business with simple, efficient software that can handle everything for a fraction of the price. Sign up today at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
Football on off the ball.
You know, it was like, well, go on. If you still regard yourselves as champions, which Liverpool are, then go out and prove that you still deserve to be talked about in that manner.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Manchester United are close to appointing their new manager until at least the end of the current season. Corkman Conor Hourihan takes his Barnsley side to Anfield to face Liverpool in the FA Cup. And Scott McTominay's fine goal-scoring form continues for Napoli in their top-of-the-table clash with Inter. But first today, Michael Carrick has moved into pole position to become Manchester United's interim boss until the end of the season. It appears Carrick has moved ahead of former manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as a replacement for Ruben Amorim after both held face-to-face talks with club executives. Darren Fletcher, who took charge against Burnley and Brighton, is in line to potentially assist Carrick as a coach. United want to get someone in before the players return to training in a few days' time, as they prepare for Saturday's Manchester derby at Old Trafford. Carrick took charge for three games in 2021 when Solskjaer was sacked. He's been out of management since he left Middlesbrough in the summer. United only have Premier League football left after their 2-1 loss to Brighton in the FA Cup, which means they'll play only 40 games this season. Darren Fletcher says whoever comes in has to make sure they push for European football.
If I look at the players, and we get players back from injury in AFCON, and we get a fuller squad, I think these players have got the ability to qualify in a Champions League place, and that should be their objective, that should be their mindset. But they're going to have to come together and be part of that as well.
It was Brighton's first ever win over United in the FA Cup, but their seventh win over them in the last 10 meetings between the teams. Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler says it was great to win a knockout game like that.
I love cup games because it's always a do or die. So you always have to be on your highest level. It's most of the times 90 minutes, sometimes 120 minutes to win this game. So I really like these kind of cup competitions.
On Monday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, football writer and broadcaster Andy Mitten joined Colin Buhig and Ger Gilroy and said things could get worse before they get better at Old Trafford.
What does the club need now?
Wins. Wins. It's all right playing well in parts of matches. And seconds to that, stop conceding so many goals. Got to finish in a European place this season, you know, Europa League. Ideally not the Conference League, but the way I'm feeling it, it could get worse rather than getting better. I do, you know, I know Michael and Ollie. Said last week, oh, I'd actually like them to work together. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I spent last Saturday talking to Darren Fletcher. I went to Celtic Rangers, which may be of interest to some of your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just having a chat with him, and he's telling me all about Celtic because he was a childhood Celtic fan, and watch out for this player. And I'm sending him messages back saying there's a bit of a protest where I am, and he's all, this is why. And, you know, he's like, right, I've got to go and take training now. And then 2 days later, he's Manchester United's interim manager. And I have a very high opinion of him. I think he'll make a very good football manager. Don't know where that will be. Just a very, very turbulent time. And when there's instability, that knocks people's confidence. It's the same in the financial markets as well. When you can't see, I think there's a lot of disappointment. People invested into the idea of Ruben Amorim. They're like, we're going to be patient. We're going to get behind him. We're going to sing his name. And then for it just to implode so quickly.
Yeah.
At the end of last week, people took a bit of time to get their heads around that. And now they're arguing back and forth, was it right to sack him, yes or no? And I'm seeing some people online who were adamant Amorim had to go, now saying, shouldn't have sacked him. I'm like, wait a minute, 2 weeks ago, you... But the people who make the decisions, you know, they're not the ones who should be flip-flopping. Fans are slightly different. They've got to make a more considered view. And their view was that Amorim, he wanted to be sacked. If you go public against your bosses twice in 3 days, it's an extremely risky strategy, even if it's a strategy at all. Or is it just to get yourself get yourself fired? And he's lost his job and got some regrets there, because there were times when I thought, I can see what he's doing. But I wouldn't say it's back to square one, because there are still some good, there's a lot of good players there. A lot more good players than Ruben Amorim thinks. And some were bought for a system, but Manchester United are trying to bring players in that can play multiple systems, so that when a manager leaves, the whole club isn't rocked. And I actually agree with that idea, that it's more like the continental model. And it's just frustrating when you don't beat Burnley away after playing quite well. You don't beat Wolves. Wolves had 2 points when they came to Old Trafford. And yet, Manchester United have beaten Liverpool away, they've beaten Chelsea at home, they've beaten Sunderland, they've had some really good wins, beat Palace away. I wouldn't say that I'm confident going into the Manchester derby at the weekend, because you know, we don't even know who's going to be managing the team. Probably going to be made clear today.
Yeah.
These are difficult times.
If you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Elsewhere in the FA Cup third round yesterday, Arsenal came from a goal down to win 4-1 away to Portsmouth. Gabriel Martinelli scored a hat-trick for the away side. Mikel Arteta was full of praise for the Brazil international, who was heavily criticised for his behaviour towards Liverpool defender Conor Bradley last week, which led to him being jeered yesterday. His response didn't surprise Arteta.
Gabi, in every context that you throw him in, he plays, he doesn't play, he performs well, not well. Today he scores 3 goals, tomorrow he's going to train 100 miles an hour, for sure. He's not going to change that, and that's Gabi.
There were more positives for Arsenal, as 16-year-old Marley Salmon became the youngest player to feature for the club in the FA Cup, and Kai Havertz returned after a knee injury at the start of the season.
Obviously winning the match and being in the next round, Kai, after so many months and all the effort that he's put in, to be back fit and looking like he's done. Marley as well making his debut in the FA Cup. So and a lot of players making minutes that they needed as well.
Leeds will also be in the fourth round draw after a 3-1 win away to Derby. Tate Castellanos scored his first goal for West Ham. It beat QPR 2-1 after extra time. Hull beat Blackburn on penalties. Norwich hammered Walsall 5-1. And League One Mansfield beat Championship side Sheffield United 4-3 away from home. West Brom came through a penalty shootout away to Swansea. Tonight, Liverpool manager Arne Slot says he'll put out a strong team against Barnsley to avoid more FA Cup embarrassment. They were knocked out by Plymouth in the fourth round last season. Slot says their situation is different now.
I'm not sure, because we all know in FA Cup or in cup competitions things can happen, but you cannot compare Plymouth away with the players we played back then to Barnsley at home.
Former Ireland international Conor Hourihan will be in the opposition dugout at Anfield. The club won the FA Cup in 1912 and Barnsley are currently 17th in League One. Former Ireland under-21 international Luke O'Connell is suspended for the away side. Hourihan says he wants his players to embrace the challenge.
It's hard from that point of view, but it's one that we need to be fully ready for it and understand how we want to go about it and have a game plan. And I really want the lads to really maximise the opportunity that's there and, express themselves. And at times when we're on the ball, can we play with that courage and play the way that we want to play? But know that we'll suffer and have to sit in a block at times and accept that as well. We'll have a game plan in place, of course. And I'm really hoping that the lads do themselves justice on the night, because that's what it's all about.
Kickoff tonight is 7:45. The fourth round draw will take place before the match. Hearts maintain their 3-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a 1-0 win away to Dundee. Veteran goalkeeper Craig Gordon came off the bench when number one Alexander Svolo was sent off late in the first half. The 43-year-old made a spectacular save late on to help Hearts take all 3 points, and he says he'll prepare to start against St Mirren on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's big, but it's on in the next one. We need to keep winning these matches, difficult matches away from home. Dundee have been on a really good run, so yeah, for us to come up here, get the 1-0, grind it out at times, that's what it's going to have to take.
Hearts boss Derek McInnes heaped further praise on his backup goalkeeper.
Craig Gordon can make those, he'll be making them in his 70s, those reaction saves if he really wants to. the motivation to keep going at 43 years of age, obviously there's a World Cup and try to be part of something special here this season, helps with that motivation.
Rangers are only 3 points off top spot after a 2-0 win away to Aberdeen. They moved up to second place above Celtic with their fifth win in a row. Boss Danny Rowles says he wants the club to improve a team who are growing in confidence.
Yeah, we have to strengthen our squad. I think that we have the competition on different positions, but you see as well, we have at the moment a group together. They are strong, they believe, there's a relationship, there's a connection, and this is also what we have to keep.
From Scottish football to a Scottish international, Scott McTominay scored 2 goals for champions Napoli, who came from behind twice to draw 2-2 with Serie A leaders Inter at the San Siro. Inter are on 43 points, 3 ahead of second place Milan. Napoli are third on 39 points. Christopher Nkunku scored in the 90th minute to earn Milan a 1-1 draw away to Fiorentina. Bayern Munich, helped by 2 record-breaking own goals and 2 from Michael Olise, beat Wolfsburg 8-1 to extend their lead at the top of the Bundesliga to 11 points. They're ahead of Borussia Dortmund. Rafinha scored twice for Barcelona, who beat arch rivals Real Madrid 3-2 in the Spanish Super Cup final in Jeddah last night. Qatar's in talks with FIFA about staging the inaugural Women's Club World Cup, which is in line to cause major disruption to domestic seasons in 2027-28, including in Europe. FIFA announced last month its latest new club competition would take place from the 5th to the 30th of January in 2028, but the governing body hasn't said yet where it'll be held. And Manchester City remained 5 points clear at the top of the WSL after a 2-0 win at home to Everton. Champions Chelsea beat West Ham 5-0 to stay 5 points behind City. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.